The House ultimately did not pass Senate Bill 485, with 39 members voting for it and 43 members voting against it. The bill would have eliminated early voting on the day before either a primary or general election. The bill failed three times in a Senate committee and one time in a House committee before ultimately advancing through the legislature and being brought up for a vote in the House, where if it passed, it would have gone to the governor. Three lawmakers spoke in favor of the bill, framing it as an opportunity to give poll workers a break before Election Day. One who spoke for it was Republican Representative Carolyn Brown of Sherwood.
Having been a poll worker, I do know that there's a tremendous amount of work. They have to tabulate a lot of information. They have to make sure all the machines are working correctly. They have to get all the voting materials out to the voting sites. There's a lot of work that goes into place to get ready for Election Day.
Four lawmakers spoke against the legislation, calling it an attempt at voter suppression, including Democratic Representative Jamie Scott of North Little Rock.
This roadblock will impact hundreds of our Kansans, Republicans and Democrats. I'm asking you today, please don't silence the voices of our communities and people that look like me. I represent a minority majority district. This is one of the busiest days in my district, and I can't stay silent about what it's going to do in my community.
Applause from the House could be heard after the vote. An attempt to clinch the vote so the bill would not be able to be reconsidered failed by a vote of 25-58. Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.